Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. IQ tests are used as an indicator of logical reasoning ability and technical intelligence. A high IQ is often a prerequisite for rising to the top ranks of business today. By itself, though, a high IQ does not guarantee that you will stand out and rise above everyone else. And so it is with trading as well. A high IQ does not translate to profitable trading. Research carried out by the Carnegie Institute of Technology shows that 85% of your financial success is due to skills in human engineering. Your personality and ability to communicate, negotiate, and lead. Shockingly, only 15% is due to technical knowledge. Additionally, Nobel Prize-winning Israeli-American psychologist Daniel Kahneman found that people would rather do business with a person they like and trust rather than someone they don't, even if the likable person is offering a lower quality product or service at a higher price. With this in mind, instead of exclusively focusing on your conventional intelligence quotient, you should make an investment in strengthening your EQ, which is your emotional intelligence, your MQ, which is your moral intelligence, and BQ, which is your body intelligence. These concepts may be elusive and difficult to measure, but their significance is far greater than IQ and crucial for your trading success. Emotional intelligence. EQ is the most well-known of the three, and in brief, it's about being aware of your own feelings and those of others, regulating these feelings in yourself and others, using emotions that are appropriate to the situation, self-motivation, and building relationships. A good tip for improvement is to become aware of your own inner dialogue. It helps to keep a journal of what thoughts fill your mind during the day. And stress can be a huge killer of emotional intelligence, so you also need to develop a healthy coping technique that can effectively and quickly reduce stress in a volatile situation. Emotional intelligence is essential for your trading success. One of the most important traits of any successful trader is the ability to develop an unemotional stance towards their trading. Successful trading should be undertaken without emotional bias to the company or stock you are trading. Moral intelligence. Now, MQ directly follows EQ as it deals with your integrity, responsibility, sympathy, and forgiveness. The way you treat yourself is the way other people will treat you. Keeping commitments, maintaining your integrity, and being honest are crucial to moral intelligence. A good tip for improvement here is to make fewer excuses and take responsibility for your actions. Avoid little white lies. Show sympathy and communicate respect to others. Practice acceptance and show tolerance of other people's shortcomings. Forgiveness is not just about how we relate to others, it's also how you relate to and feel about yourself. Moral intelligence influences your trading as well. Are you committed to developing your overall trading methodology? Do you set aside enough time per week to study stocks and put together your trading plans? Body intelligence. Lastly, there is your BQ or body intelligence, which reflects what you know about your body, how you feel about it, and take care of it. Your body is constantly telling you things. Are you listening to the signals or ignoring them? Are you eating energy-giving or energy-draining foods on a daily basis? Are you getting enough rest? Do you exercise and take care of your body? It may seem like these matters are unrelated to business performance, but your body intelligence absolutely affects your work because it largely determines your feelings, thoughts, self-confidence, state of mind, and energy level. A good tip for improvement here is at least once a day, listen to the messages your body is sending you about your health. Actively monitor these signals instead of going on autopilot. Good nutrition, regular exercise, and adequate rest are all key aspects of having a high BQ. Monitoring your weight, practicing moderation with alcohol, and making sure you have downtime can dramatically benefit the functioning of your brain and the way you perform at work. So how does body intelligence influence your trading success? Quite simply, if you are maintaining a healthy lifestyle, then it is more likely this will also affect your ability to trade profitably. Are you working full-time and looking after a family and then trying to also trade short-term markets? Are you sick or stressed and trying to trade as well? If so, how does this affect your trading, and should you be trading during such circumstances? Do you think such circumstances will cloud your judgment? So it doesn't really matter if you did not receive the best academic training from a top university. A person with less education who has fully developed their EQ, MQ, and BQ can be far more successful in financial matters than a person with an impressive education who falls short in these other categories. Yes, it is certainly good to be intelligent and a rational thinker and have a high IQ. These are all important assets. But you must realize that it is not enough. Your IQ will help you personally, but EQ, MQ, and BQ will benefit everyone around you as well. If you can master the complexities of these unique and often underrated forms of intelligence, research tells us you will achieve greater success and be regarded as more professionally competent and capable. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.